a young man spoke was dashed. What might that have to do with Esau? And rather than really criticize, I just wanted to bring up that cartoon to contrast the love of God and desires of God versus what we see in the world around us. Because what we have at Easter is the power of the resurrection. And the resurrection is, in actuality, God's unending love for you. And that love desires what is good and what is best for you. Unfortunately, what we see in the world is the opposite. Many people are only concerned with their own interests and only interact with people if they can do something for them. There is very relatively little genuine love on this scale of desiring good for the other. With God, it's the exact opposite. God desires good for all of God's creation. We might say, so what then is the resurrection? Yes, it does mean that Jesus rose from the dead. That's the obvious meaning. Resurrection, he who was once dead is now alive. But on a more basic level, it is the ultimate expression of God's goodness and love. God possesses perfect love, and that means that God desires what is good and best for all of God's creation. Now, Jesus is a special example, because as God the Son, who is begotten, not made, but as the incarnate Lord, fully God and fully human, he became a part of creation. And as part of that creation, God the Father wanted what was good for him. When Jesus' life was taken from him, the Father saw fit to restore it through the resurrection. It's a pretty nice gift. It's a gift of goodness, it's a gift of life. No, but there's more, because there is also Jesus in his incarnation, this gift to the world. Jesus willingly suffered death and begged for a purpose. A purpose that was also driven by love and desire for what is good. When Jesus descended into hell, he brought with him the many gifts for the souls trapped there. One was the gift of forgiveness. Another was the gift of new life. And another was the gift of fellowship with God. God was not content for human beings to remain in the kingdom of death and decay, completely cut off from God. Jesus, being human, was able enter into the realm of death and hell, but being God was able to bring back the very thing that was lacking and to nullify the powers of hell. Christ's very presence restored light and life to the people there. I imagine that when Jesus was finished and had escaped himself, was resurrected, he left a giant hole. We could think of hell perhaps as a prison, which is a poetic metaphor. Now there was a way out, provided one followed the same path that Jesus did. And this just makes sense because the path that Jesus took out is the path that now has the giant hole in it that allows one to escape. Just quite obvious. If you remember the reading from Palm Sunday, there was a little detail that after Jesus died on the cross, that many other people also rose from the dead and visited family and loved ones in Jerusalem. That must have been quite a day. Hey, wait a minute. I know you were dead. But here they were. Obviously, something incredible happened. All of this establishes that God, out of love, desires the good of God's creatures. Hell and death is bad. Life is good. Being connected with God is good. Being disconnected is bad. All of this also establishes the work that Jesus did centuries ago. What relevance might that have for today? Does God continue to desire the good for God's creatures? Well, obviously, since God is love and goodness, and God's character does not change. So that answer is yes. At one point, God desired goodness for creation, then God still desires goodness for creation because that is an expression of love. But how receive the Holy Spirit. So we have another gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that gift is not limited to just the apostles in those times, even though their experience of it is quite dramatic. But every one of you is given the Holy Spirit at your baptism. It's just a natural part of the baptismal service. You're anointed with the oil, pray over, receive the Holy Spirit, know that you are sealed with the Holy Spirit in baptism, and marked as Christ's own forever. If you have a hard time remembering that happening in baptism, there is always the opportunities at confirmation with bishop and lay hands on your head, pray again for you to receive the Holy Spirit. Or if you've been confirmed, you can always renew your baptismal promises, and that involves again a bishop laying hands on your head. See if you can. And in that time, the bishop prays for you to be strengthened with your Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit. This past weekend, several of us were at the Diocesan Church Development Institute, and the bishop's message was all about the baptismal service and in prayer. Hiddenness and the effects of this gift are more subtle in some cases, but they are always there. Here, to look in Galatians chapter 5, St. Paul describes what he called the fruits of the Spirit. These are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In short, we think of these qualities, kind of qualities of our psyches, our souls, and if they are fully manifested, they can create a kind of internal balance, internal peace. You know, I have patience, time, I have joy, I have peace. It creates an emotional stability from which any and all good and godly desires can be expressed. Now, sometimes people don't fully experience these fruits. Some of you might. I don't all the time. I can get short-tempered, anxious, upset, but happy. But that doesn't mean we don't have gifts. Now, everybody is given these gifts. And everyone are given the fruits as a gift. But just because you have it doesn't mean that it's being made use of all the time. Now, even if you do make use of it, sometimes it takes practice to integrate it fully. We do need to spend time with God and reflect on things like love, joy, and peace to really understand and to manifest in our lives what does this look like. As I shared before, these past couple weeks, we've been celebrating my son's birthday. He just turned 7 last weekend, and he received a gift himself, as many do on their birthdays. He got a basketball. Now, since then, he's been outside playing with it, shooting baskets, dribbling the ball. You can say, is he at an NBA level? 7 years old? No. Nobody would be. Possible he might be at some point. But not also possible he might not. But one thing I do know that as he plays, and I've seen this as he's been playing over the past couple of weeks, as he plays, he improves. The more he is engaged with the basketball move, the better he gets in that. Gifts from the Holy Spirit are the same way. The more we engage them, work with them, reflect on them, the more fully it will manifest in our lives. Now, one thing I do know that the people playing in the NBA, at some point in their life, they were given a basketball, and they made use of that basketball. Dribbling, shooting hoops, practicing drills. They received their gifts and they engaged in it. Now imagine if one of those players just let the basketball sit in the yard and never touched it. Well, would their life have taken on the same path? Would they have developed the same skills? Probably not. But the gift of the Holy Spirit is no different. God gave it to you because God desires what's best for you. Wants to give you something that is good. And just like God gave the resurrection out of love and goodness, God gives the Holy Spirit out of love and goodness. You may find the maybe recognizing that the present hustle culture of this world is really just filled with some empty promises. We don't need to look at the boss or the sports car saying, hey, guess what? For a car so I can get them. And especially when that leads to the envy of the excess of others. Perhaps for some who do have means, recognize where true happiness lies and see that it's up to beyond a certain point that excessive resources don't really add to happiness, but you can use them to be radically generous and use those resources to put things in the world, to make a difference. This transformation happens as God wants what is good and best for you, and things like this